Well, a couple of big parliamentary watchdogs want major changes to the government's fast-track approvals bill. The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment says the bill lacks environmental safeguards and ministers should not be the final decision makers. It also recommends limiting fast-tracked projects to those that provide significant public benefits and previously declined projects. And prohibited activities should be excluded. The Auditor General too, John Ryan, wants stronger management of ministerial conflicts of interest, a public record of the minister's decision-making on consents, and better transparency and accountability measures. Neither Simon Upton, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, or John Ryan would be interviewed before presenting their submissions to the Select Committee. With us now is Otago University Public Law Professor Andrew Geddes. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, kia ora, Corin.
Yeah, we are really getting to the crunch now with these submissions, but these are both critical of what you'd have to say is some overreach from government or potentially overreach from ministers?
Yeah, well, we're past submissions. They closed on Friday, so the public has had what say it'll have on this, this proposed bill. I think both the Parliamentary Commission for the Environment and Auditor General are reflecting the same basic concern, which is this bill represents a major shift, well, a complete shift, in the way in which development and infrastructure decision-making is taken, away from those final decisions being taken on a kind of expert approval based on tests model, which is what we have at the moment, to ministers being able to make the decision based on, sure, tests in the legislation, but ultimately their political decision as to whether there's something should be allowed or not. And I think both agencies are indicating that they are unhappy with the amount of accountability and the amount of oversight of ministers that's in the proposed legislation.
Do they address the issue of whether this version of the fast-tracking, as opposed to Labor's, actually puts more emphasis on economic benefit over the environment?
Yeah, well, they do. And the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment is, you know, quite clear about that. He actually put together a table that sort of demonstrates how the previous bits of legislation differ. With the Labor's previous fast-track law, in the purpose for the legislation, it still said environmental conditions are, you know, to be included. They're still to be considered. They're still part of the mix. This version of the fast-track doesn't have that. It says, look, development and building stuff is what matters. So there's a major difference there. The other major difference, of course, with Labor's version was the final decision under Labor's version wasn't in ministers' hands. It still remained with panels that were pulled together on an expert basis. This isn't. The ministers decide what gets built and what doesn't.
Thank you very much for the analysis. I appreciate that. That is Otago University Public Law Professor Andrew Geddes.